USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence, on a trip to Arizona where he's highlighting immigration issues, is urging Congress to close loopholes that he says tempt people to try to cross the U.S. border illegally. He says migrants are, in fact, victims.
These people, particularly vulnerable families with small children, these people are victims. They're victims being exploited by open-border political activists and an agenda-driven media.
Many high school students across the nation are planning a walkout from their classrooms today, this time not to support more gun control, but rather to show support for the Second Amendment. Students in at least 40 states are expected to take part in the national event that's being called Stand for the Second. Organizers say it gives a voice to students who are against more gun control. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.